I could be a politician like that, but a politician could never do my job, which is why everyone should listen to my cure for Obamacare. And that brings us to tonight's...
Thank you. Stephen?
Sir, I did not expect you to be out here. Thanks so much. Folks. President Obama, I'm thrilled that you're here, but I did not expect you for another 3 minutes.
Stephen, you've been taking a lot of shots at my job. I decided I'm going to go ahead and take a shot at yours. I want you to get out of the way. What part of the segment are we in now?
Okay, if you want to...
What were you going to be doing?
I was about to do the word, sir.
the word. All right.
Got it.
How hard can this be? I'm just going to say whatever you were about to say.
Okie doke. I'll just...
Okay. Nation, instead of the word, let's make this a little more presidential, which brings us to tonight's decree. To health in a handbasket. Nation, as you know, I, Stephen Colbert, have never cared for our president. The guy is so arrogant. I'll bet he talks about himself in the third person. But even I have to admit that Obamacare is the law of the land. And while it's been politically divisive, there are things that people from both parties actually like about Obamacare. For instance, that children can stay on their parents' policies until age 26. Nearly 7 million people signed up last year, and almost 1 million more have signed up in just the past few weeks. Now, Nation, the question is, how do you stop something that more and more people are starting to like? Well, first off, now that Republicans control both the House and the Senate, they could pass a bill repealing Obamacare. But the president still has the veto. And if I know that guy, he is willing to use it. And let's face it. Even if Republicans somehow did repeal it, they'd have to replace it with their own health care plan. And once they touch it... Once they touch it, they own it. Then, if anything goes wrong, suddenly everybody will be complaining about Mitch McConnell care. Of course, another strategy is taking Obamacare to the Supreme Court and trying to get it thrown out. But last time we tried that, it didn't work. I believe there is only one surefire way to kill this thing. We have to make signing up... We have to make signing up for Obamacare unappealing to young people.
Thank you.
We can scare them away by reminding them that last year's website rollout was a little bumpy. Remember the original healthcare.gov website? I think that's where Disney got the idea for Frozen. Now, the new website works, and most young people can get covered for less than $100. But how's the president going to get that message out to the kids? He could try to appeal to them directly through a speech or a press conference, but young people don't watch real news shows like this one. They watch comedy shows, and I just don't see the president going on one of those. They're beneath his dignity. Besides, even if he did get his message across, young people don't think they need any insurance. After all, they're young. They don't realize that everyone eventually grows older at sometimes a faster rate than others. And that's the decree. We'll be right back with the leader of the free world.